Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. I'm just going to apologize right up from the start that I'm sorry that my sound does not sound as good as it can be. I'm mostly apologizing to Jared.
It's okay. Your sound is not sound, but we're going to do our best.
Are you okay? Like, will you be able to deal with it?
I'm sweating a little bit over here. I don't know what this is going to sound like. Hopefully good.
It'll be fine.
Sorry, everybody.
You know what? It's Thanksgiving. I hope that you're a little bit sauced listening to us anyways. Like, you can't expect the best.
Her mic broke and she's traveling and she doesn't have a car. She can't go get a new one. We can't Amazon one. And we both want Thanksgiving off. So we're doing it. And I hope you guys understand that we put out 3 episodes a week. We rarely have technical difficulties. We got this one.
I don't think we've ever even had an audio difficulty ever because we have Jared with us all the time. So I feel
Once
really bad.
Once we had Jared, it was good. But oh, yeah, remember, I mean, in the beginning, we struggled.
In the beginning, it was all bad.
We still struggle, but you know what? We polish it up a little better.
Episodes a week. We're doing okay.
We're doing our best. Most people, you know what, don't even have an episode on Thanksgiving week. So we're giving it to you. We're here.
You're welcome.
You're freaking welcome.
And we're thankful for you.
Yes. So we're going to have a little bit of a Thanksgiving episode today because I love reflecting and seeing what we're thankful for during the year. Do we have any housekeeping? I guess join our Patreon if you want more episodes. They sound probably better than this one does.
Our Patreon's awesome and we get to cover the cases that have really fascinated us in the true crime space that we were limited from doing in our traditional show because we don't have an interview for it, right? So we have great stuff. 4 more episodes a month. Lots of content. It's worth it.
Oh, and you know what else is going to be out by the time this episode airs? Our new merch.
Ooh. Yeah, what's up with the merch? I meant to ask you that.
I'm going to pick it up tomorrow.
What? You have to physically go get it?
Well, our warehouse is the Maine's merch warehouse.
Amazing.
So it's in Phoenix.
I love it.
I'm a one-stop shop, baby.
It's so funny how integrated Jared and I have become in our professional lives with each other. But we just seem to like have the tools that the other one doesn't have, you know?
It's perfect.
So anyways, I'm going to pick up the merch. It should all be available right now on our website. Everything is very limited run of things. So go check it out. And there's a very, very exclusive sweatshirt only available to our Patreon subscribers. You can't find it if you're not in the Patreon. So, and it's my favorite design. So I'm very excited about it.
I'm so excited to see it.
It's going to be fun. Okay. So should we get into the day today?
Yes.
Let's get into it.
Okay. So today is obviously Thanksgiving, but it is November, which by the way, did you know that Jared just realized that Thanksgiving is... not the same day or date every year.
It's the third Thursday of November.
I didn't know it was on Thursday.
He did not know that Thanksgiving was on Thursdays.
I didn't know the Thursday thing was the thing.
He thought it might have been on Saturday.
I'm pretty oblivious just in general. So, you know, my bad. I'll pay more attention.
Anyways, it's Thanksgiving, but it is also November 24th. And this hasn't happened that often where I go to look up the day and there are multiple days that I'm like, I don't know which one I want to dive into the most.
Oh, I'm ready.
So I'm going to give you 2 and you can tell me which one you want me to do a little bit of a dive into and then we can kind of go through the other ones.
Excellent.
So on November 24th, 1963, Jack Ruby kills Lee Harvey Oswald. So you know Lee Harvey Oswald is allegedly, the guy that killed JFK. Mm-hmm. So he was also assassinated, and it happened on November 24th. So that is one of the days.
Fascinating.
It's a good one.
The other day is on November 24th, 1932, the FBI crime lab opens its doors for business. So that was the official opening of the FBI. Should we just dive into both of them?
Let's do it.
We can do like a fast dive. So we're going to go to Jack Ruby killing Lee Harvey Oswald first. So at 12:20 p.m. EST in the basement of the Dallas police station, because you know Dallas is where JFK was killed, Lee Harvey Oswald, the alleged assassin of President John F. Kennedy, is shot to death by Jack Ruby, who was a Dallas nightclub owner, which is kind of weird.
Very interesting.
So we all know that, I mean, I think we all know about JFK being assassinated. He was riding a car with Jackie O. He gets shot in the face. It is the most crazy thing I've ever seen on video. And then
yeah, they made me watch it like 25 times in a row when I was like 12.
I know,
in school.
Oh no, you see it happen, like you see the whole thing.
I've seen it like in archival flashes and some other docs that like reference it, but I've never actually like studied it. And I know a lot of people are into the conspiracy theories behind it and stuff, and it's just never interested me. Yeah,
it's very horrific and gore. I mean,
I really
see
feel
the whole
for
thing.
Jackie O. She's been through hell, man.
I know. She was literally in the car right next to him. It had to have been the most traumatizing experience ever. So this happens, and then 30 minutes after he was assassinated, this guy was arrested in a movie theater by police, and he was formally arraigned on November 23rd, but on November 24th, he was brought to the basement of the Dallas police headquarters on his way to a more secure county jail so he wouldn't get assassinated. So a crowd of people and police with press and live TV and all of these people, they start rolling and they're gathering to witness his departure from the one place to the next. And as he comes in the room, Jack Ruby emerges from the crowd and fatally wounds him with a single shot from a concealed .38 revolver. So he was immediately detained, and he claimed that rage at Kennedy's murder was the motive for his action. Some called him a hero, but he was convicted of first-degree murder for murdering the murderer.
Can't be vigilantes, guys.
You really can't. And he's always featured like in all these assassination conspiracy theories. And many people believe that he killed Oswald to keep him from revealing a larger conspiracy because, you know.
That's the big one. I mean, that's what, you know, you get somebody going on that.
It's very meta, conspiracy meta.
I know. Well, that's what started conspiracy theories for like in the grander scheme of things was JFK's conspiracy really like set it off. So it's actually one I haven't dove that far into that I would like to know more about. But, you know,
there's so many hours in the day.
There's only so many hours in the day. So that was that. And then I'll like do a little glaze over of the FBI crime lab. So that officially opened on November 24th, 1932, and it was initially operated out of a single room and had only one employee. Can you imagine the time when the FBI was only one dude?
Small time.
Well, imagine how they were getting complaints. Like, it's not like emails were coming in or even phone calls, right? It's like
they probably like knocked on the door. And it's
yeah,
like, hey,
knocked on the door. It's
thing?
Like, I've got a caper for you.
Urgent telegram.
And like people had to know they existed. Like, did the information about this FBI crime lab, how was that disseminated? Like, it was probably like they had one case a year or something.
And it had to only have been local cases around Washington, D.C. Because like, how is a case from California going to make it over to this one dude? His name was Agent Charles Apple. That was the first guy.
Okay.
Chuck Apple.
Charlie
Apple.
Charlie Apple.
Charlie Appleseed.
Wow. And he began his FBI crime lab with a borrowed microscope and a pseudoscientific device called a helixometer. And that was basically, the helixometer assisted investigations with gun barrel examinations, but it was actually for more show than function. So it was kind of like a pseudo
smoke and mirrors trick.
Fake it till you make it,
baby. We're all doing it.
Yeah, exactly. So it said in its early days, the FBI crime lab worked on approximately 200 pieces of evidence a year, which is more than I would have thought. But by the 1990s, that number multiplied to approximately 200,000 because obviously
Charlie was busy.
He was doing his thing. And they said that it really first started off as like a PR sort of a thing for like their public relations, probably to make them look like they're doing more than they're doing.
Sure.
So wow, that was wild. That. Yeah. That's like, it's so interesting. Like the humble beginnings, you know?
Very.
And the only other thing, there's so many things. D.B. Cooper parachutes out of a plane on November 24th, 1971, never to be seen again.
Still unsolved.
Still unsolved. I read that somebody found like $5,000 because he had asked for like $200,000 in like ransom money or something when he was doing it. And somebody found like $5,000 of that kind of recently. But other than that, he just disappeared into thin air.
Yeah. Well, like everyone could hijack a plane back then. Like a 16-year-old girl did it twice, I think.
Really?
Yeah, there was an interesting story about her. But like anyone could do it. They were just, because they were just letting people do it. I don't know.
They're like, the plane is mine now.
Simpler times.
Simpler times. November 24th, 1991, Freddie Mercury died. So that is a really sad day.
Very sad. Oh.
November 24th, 1946, Ted Bundy was born, which is also a sad day.
Boo.
And then also November 24th, 1874, American inventor Joseph Glidden patents barbed wire. So that was the invention of November 24th.
Inspiring tattoos across America for
Pam Anderson's
decades and decades.
Arm tattoo. Yep.
Exactly. So that is a very jam-packed day. So I thought that you, or I hope that you got a little wrinkle in your brain today.
All in addition to Thanksgiving, which is shocking. Yeah,
it's crazy.
I forgot that Thanksgiving was even happening after all that, honestly.
Totally. I know. Well, I like the idea of doing more than one, even if we're just glazing over it, because it is interesting. You know, you're getting a new wrinkle in your brain. So we're going to get into some Thanksgiving vibes in a little bit. But before then, we have got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
Welcome to On the Stand. Every week we bring a person, place, thing, and an idea to the stand. We're having a healthy discussion about it. We're voting if it's guilty or not guilty. We're bringing it to Instagram. You vote if it's guilty or not guilty. And you can also call us and let us know what you love or hate for this week. And do we have that phone number for our lovely listeners, Alexis?
818-446-6889. Again, that is 818-446-6889. We will try to remember to put it in the show notes. I hope they're, I don't know. It gets,
I forget
there some,
literally every week. I always
you do?
Forget.
Yep. You're
this
so good,
Jared.
This
is just a running joke, I guess, for everybody.
No, I just don't check.
You guys, so the, I'm running, like, the running I haven't, joke. Like, yeah.
So I'm just like too anxious to check in case it's not there because I don't like to micromanage anyone, and I'm never going to be like, Jared, you forgot to put the number in the show notes. So I just don't look. And
Lex,
I'm like, maybe it's there, maybe
it's
not.
I haven't put it in there one time. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'll remember this week, I promise.
Oh, see, you haven't? See, I don't want to know.
I'm so sorry.
I have bigger fish to fry. That's why I don't ask and I don't look. Because I'm like, if it's not there, I'm not going to bug Jared about it.
The running joke is that, but it's also that we have video coming soon.
We do. I'm in the studio right now. I've been organizing the studio for like a few hours.
We just should have been like a little bit more honest with our time frame, I feel like. By soon, we're like in a few months once we figure out. And
January.
There is no actual.
The new year, new year, new video.
New year, new us.
We did Friendsgiving at Alexis's place, and our friend Afton was like, hey, the video thing, because she listens every week, she was like, hey, the video thing, is that like a joke that you guys have going where you just keep saying that you're gonna do it and then you're just not going?
You guys,
like, no, it's coming.
Oh, no, we're doing it. I just organized all of our cords.
Oh my god, you know,
we've been having
organized
hundreds
cord.
Of boxes of like shit coming here, of like lights.
Yeah,
but camera action.
I was laughing though. I was like, how long do you think we can keep it up for? Like,
well, we're only hurting ourselves by not doing it. We got to give the people what they want.
We're on
I
it.
Know.
We're on it.
We're on
okay.
it.
Okay. Who, do you want me to start? Who else?
I got a good one.
All right, you go first.
Okay, so this is in keeping with our Thanksgiving Day theme. For those of you who eat meat, I eat meat. I know Jack and Jared eat meat. Poultry, this is only about poultry. This isn't about other meats. I don't want to hear anything else about it. But what I'm putting on the stand, I'm putting white meat or light meat, whatever you call it, white, like chicken or turkey.
Okay.
I'm a dark meat gal because no matter how juicy or what, like perfectly cooked a fowl is, white meat is so dry. And like, if you try to reheat it the next day, it's like a dust. It's like a dusty bird and I don't want it. So I'm like a dark meat. person. I want dark meat. It's juicy. It tastes better. And it keeps better. And it's better leftovers. So I don't know. And I know people are like, ooh, dark meat. What does that mean? I don't care. It's just better.
Well, dark meat is the, well, white meat is the breast. Well, white meat is the chicken breast or the turkey breast. And the dark meat is usually on their little leggies, right? Well,
yes. But like there's, that's right. I like an appendage meat. I know that's so fucking gross. I'm sorry.
Appendage meat. Let's go with dark meat.
White meat is so dry.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about it.
You don't
it, right?
like honest meat. You like she a breast only.
I like only white meat, only a breast. Dark meat really
Isn't
freaks me out.
Isn't it dry?
It is.
Yes, but I like it. I mean, I can dress up my own meat. I can sauce it up. That's why I love sauces so much. I can make it anything that I want it. It's kind of like a clean slate where the dark meat, you kind of don't know what you're going to get. You don't know how gummy it's going to be, how rubbery. Like
it's rubbery. Really, it's just
it's unexpected.
No, Jack is the biggest. So Jack is the biggest foodie that I know with the most rules
She's so
and limitations
picky.
Around it.
It was my vegetarianism really threw me, and my veganism really threw me for a loop.
Well, we went on that journey together, and I totally went in the other direction. Where when Jack and I were like 21, we read a book called Skinny Bitch that fucked us both up. We were living together. All we lived on was Doritos and like chicken nuggets and Oreos.
Well, Skinny Bitch literally is like a book that gives you an eating disorder.
It's a scare tactic book about like veganism. Everything. And we didn't know that. It was just because the internet wasn't as like pervasive. We didn't really know what it was about. But we're like, let's read this book. And we would drink at night and I would eat meat like from the meat carts in Hollywood when we'd go out after being vegan for like months. And I would cheat on veganism because it just doesn't agree with me. But
to the meat carts, that's where you're going to cheat?
Oh, yeah. I would get
such an extreme, like that's whiplash.
I know,
one
but when I was
other.
Intoxicated, that's what the body, my body wanted.
For sure.
Because that's what your body just needs. I went the other direction and I just went, we're both vegetarian together. I mean, she was vegetarian.
Okay, well, I just quotes. Cheated, but I was pretty consistent other than that because all we ate was veggie nuggets.
But I went the other way and I just kept reading more books and I did more things and I started going to more like pseudo-scientific like food allergists. And then I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to go vegan and I'm also going to go gluten-free and I'm also going to go soy-free and nut-free. And then I was just so fucking sad and could eat nothing except for carbs. And then it did the opposite of what I was looking for. But I did that for like 8 years. And I think doing that for so long, I was so far away from meat that even now I've been eating meat for like 10 years, but it's just, I don't want it too honest. I want it to be the very like prepared, cut off all of the little fatty pieces. Give me the nice prepared chicken nugget fried.
I celebrate every part of the animal. I eat all of it. I love dark meat.
That's great, Jared.
I'm siding with Alexis here. I think dark meat is delicious.
Yeah, it's very good.
It is good. I understand the flavoring part of it, but it just it freaks me out a little bit too much. But you know what? I understand the argument for it.
All right, so I'm going to go...
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
I'll go not guilty.
There you go.
You know what? I don't mind it. If Jared tastes it and he's like, you will be okay with this, I'll be like, okay, I'll have a bite.
Yeah.
We'll see. We can find out well, I guess by the time...
Today.
Yeah, we're going to find out today.
If I get a dark meat piece, I don't want it.
You'll have to let
breast.
The people know. We'll give you guys an update.
I'll let the people know. Okay, I'm going to go next. So I am putting on the stand, and I actually... this came to my mind when I was talking to Matt, Alexis, when we were at your house for Friendsgiving. We were just having a conversation about Ubers, and I'm putting on the stand having small talk with your Uber driver, specifically when you put the quiet mode on and then they still talk to you, because now there's the option on Uber that you can put quiet mode. You can put like, do you want cold air or something like that? There's like preferences that you can put on now. And if you go into the Uber and you're like, I'm specifically not asking to talk to you, and then they still talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you feel guilty if you were to check this option and then get in the car? Do you feel like you're automatically right out of the gate the asshole?
I do. I would.
Yes.
I feel
so
the same way.
So would you not do it for that reason?
I don't do it for that
reason. I would never do it.
What I do is I put out a vibe. So instead of like confirming that I'm an asshole with a check on an app, I just get in the car. I'll do the real quick, hey, how's it going? He's like, here's where we're going. And then what I do is I in my seat, especially because I take a lot of early flights, I do this move where I lay back and I just put my head back like this and I look like I'm like falling asleep. And then if you do that for like 4 minutes, then you can kind of sit up and like pull your phone out. But if they think you're super duper tired, they'll kind
you
of
do
just
like a weekend at Bernie's kind of vibe.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You're like, is he dead? I'm unsure. I guess I won't try to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like the Elaine Bennis move in Seinfeld where she pretended she was deaf, but then he caught her over the transmitter. I think they brought up maybe JFK. They brought up someone on the radio and she's like, oh my God, I love so-and-so. And yeah. he's like, you're not deaf.
Dude, I actually think that this is what started our conversation. I think we were talking about that episode of Seinfeld when she was pretending to be deaf.
Probably.
Wow, I'm the asshole, I guess. I like putting it on. I'd rather be the asshole beforehand than be the asshole once they start talking to me and then I have to be like, I don't want to fucking talk to you.
See, what you can do is pretend to be nauseous. Then no one can prove you wrong.
So you're like, I'm sorry. So if they talk to you,
be like, I'm so sorry. I'm just feeling a little nauseous. It's better if I just don't talk and like, can you blast the air? Then they're like, oh yes, don't want to agitate that in my car.
Okay.
But then they're like, there's always a chance that they pull over and kick you out of the car, which is not good.
I know. They're like, are you going to throw up in my new Tesla?
Yeah.
Yes. It's always a Tesla picking me up in Ubers now. I'm like, interesting.
What? Lucky, I always get like a cloth covered like minivan.
I get like really kind nice of dirty. Cars, yeah. And I'm like, this is interesting.
Hmm. They're stepping it up over there. I'm gonna say small talk in Ubers is still guilty in my mind.
Oh, definitely guilty.
Yeah, not guilty. I think it's like the human condition, and like
everybody's maybe just trying to connect.
Maybe it just keeps them occupied. They're bored. You know,
I think, are bored.
Yeah, just, driving around's boring. And like,
there's a time though. There's a time when I pick me up after the bar, we can talk.
That's
take me
true.
Home after the bar. I'll talk to you the whole way. I got plenty to say at that point.
You will start the conversation,
oh,
and
I'm
you will
so
be
friendly.
Going into Metallica deep dives or something.
Yeah, I do it all the
See,
time.
Talking makes me very uncomfortable. I've realized, like, I thought I was an extrovert my whole life. I keep telling Jack about this, but I'm really an introvert, and it makes me uncomfortable. But I people please, and I get really exhausted by it. So I don't want to talk, but I feel too guilty.
All right, Jared, what are you putting on the stand today?
I'm going to stick with the Thanksgiving theme. And I'm going, because I was talking to some of the guys in my band. We were working on music earlier today, and we were talking about plans for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And some guys this year are going with a non-traditional Thanksgiving dinner. So okay. I am going to put on the stand, deviating from the norm, you know, the turkey, the gravy, the mashed potatoes, and doing something, getting the fam together and doing Thanksgiving, but not doing the traditional Thanksgiving dinner items. We've done it 1 year in my family. We grilled ribeye steaks 1 year.
Oh my God.
And, like, totally overcooked them. They were terrible. So like, I think I'm saying that it's guilty to deviate because I'm expecting to eat a dry turkey. It's like the only time.
Dusty bird turkey.
The old dusty bird. So to me, I don't really think it's a great idea. I think it, in theory, it sounds awesome, but I think there's something to getting together, cooking the bird, making the sides, and then having this meal that you would never, ever eat otherwise. There's something that I kind of enjoy about it.
It's
kind
my
of
favorite
like
meal. I would make it otherwise, only with chicken. That's what we did on Friendsgiving. That's exactly my favorite meal in the world.
Yeah.
So I agree. It's also my favorite meal of the world. So I think that's so guilty deviating. Like, I'm like, I want every little like thing that makes Thanksgiving Thanksgiving. But I love it so much that I only really want to have it on Thanksgiving. Like, it's that special to me. So even when we were doing Friendsgiving, it gave me a little bit of anxiety because I'm like, am I going to ruin Thanksgiving for myself? Because
the answer
because
is
I'm
no.
gonna have because we kind of did we did deviate on Friendsgiving.
Yeah. We did chicken instead of turkey, and then but other than that, it was pretty spot on.
But like even but some of the sides that we had were different than I usually have at Thanksgiving. So it was different enough for me to be able to still thoroughly enjoy Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving. But I love it so much just the way it's so pure that way.
Very.
And it's so special. And you're only going to do it that one time.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. So guilty.
Well, I agree with Jared where it's not right for me, but I know a few people who do it who aren't American. And I really do think it's no longer the picture of the pilgrims and the Native Americans with like corn husks and whatever. Like, I think the spirit is getting together and eating, you know?
Yeah.
And if
who doesn't
if,
like that?
If that like corn fed, you know, meal, mashed potatoes and green beans, if that's not your thing, eat whatever you want. Just get together with the fam.
I would be very interested to know how many people aren't into Thanksgiving, because I feel like Thanksgiving as a dinner, like the classic Thanksgiving, is so universally liked and accepted. I haven't heard of many people that don't enjoy it, but like any other cuisine or something, you're going to have somebody that doesn't like it.
Well, I just think it's cultural, right? Like if you're from like a first generation family, you probably, you have the day off, right? So you make tamales or like whatever it is.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. So it's, I just think the essence is getting together and eating whatever you want.
Eating whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Indulging.
There's nothing guilty about that.
Nothing guilty about that. Honestly. So I think mistrial, do what you want on Thanksgiving.
All right. That's fine. I've seen the light.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for me, it's
for
guilty.
Me, no. I want turkey and potatoes and corn and gravy all in one bite.
Oh my God. I can't wait
and
for
stuffing.
Oh my God, I'm so hungry. Okay, do we have one of our firsties on the stands?
No, I'm not going to use one of those because I have extra worsties.
Okay.
People brought it with their Thanksgiving worsties. So I want to save the time for that.
Oh yeah, I forgot that we were doing that. Okay, cool. Yeah. So we're going to go right into True Crime Rewind, which is us talking about Thanksgiving.
We'll come back.
Hey, pet parents, are you searching for the perfect place for your dog to play? Check out Camp Bow Wow. Our safe and supervised doggy daycare and boarding ensures your pup gets the socialization they crave while giving you peace of mind. With our certified staff and clean and spacious facilities, your dog will have a blast making friends and staying active. Join the Camp Bow Wow pack today. Your first day is free. Visit us at campbowwow.com. Franchise opportunities available.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey. There's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real real, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on TheRealReal.com using code FIRST. That's TheRealReal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, welcome to True Crime Rewind, Thanksgiving
edition.
Style, whatever. It's not really True Crime Rewind at all, but I just wanted to take, you know, a few moments. We ran late or long on our first part. We can do this like in a little quick shot. But, you know, to really look back on our year and say some things that we're thankful for. We can talk about our Friendsgiving for a little bit because I think that what I really like is making new traditions. And this year we did our first annual Thanksgiving with all of our best friends in LA. And I think it was really sweet and cute.
I loved it. I had the time of my life.
I didn't want to leave.
We did it at Alexis and Matt's new condo that you guys completely renovated. And it was the first time that anybody really got to see it other than me and Jared kind of saw it when you're in mid-construction.
Right.
But it was the big reveal and you guys did such an incredible job. It was so beautiful.
Yay.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah. Love you guys so much. It's.
I was kind of mad at you. It was so nice.
God, it was really hard. But we did it because literally, like, we want to entertain and we want to have our friends over more. So we're super excited to be, like, the Hollywood hub now because I think we're kind of the only ones left over here.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's kind of, like, moving and in separating across the city. So we were super excited. It was so much fun, except I cut my hand open.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
What Jack had to that? Like, because you hid that from the group. I saw you disappear.
Well, I didn't want to make it a thing. And then Jack was like, where's Alexis, Matt? Because she's like a detective and she came in and helped me.
I like walk into the bathroom and Alexis is like holding all of these paper towels completely covered in blood. And she's like, I nicked myself a little bit. And then I looked and I'm like,
it was a huge cut.
Definitely probably needed a stitch.
Did you ever
because
get a
it
stitch
did not or... stop bleeding.
No, because Matt made me wrap it so I couldn't bend it, so it healed, but it's still a gap. It's still a mending.
Well, it was bleeding all of that night. Like it didn't
like kept bleeding through bandages. It was not great. But Jack was a trooper. She came in very steady, helped me with a hydrogen peroxide, like a champ.
That stuff doesn't really make me queasy.
She loves it. No. She was so excited. She was like, ooh, blood, let me help.
Yeah, she was excited by that.
I liked to help. Yeah, Alexis cut her finger. What else happened? I made like the most epic cheese plate, which that's always something I feel like I can intertwine into a Thanksgiving meal. You know, everybody loves a cheese board. There's not that much cheese in a Thanksgiving meal.
No, it was great. It was super fun.
Alexis made her legendary deviled eggs.
I made deviled eggs, which we did cheers with the deviled eggs and everyone ate one. It was a highlight of the evening.
You guys left me out of that. If you watch that video back, it's like the
You're
five of you and I'm behind you and I just have
He's
a
there.
Frown
He just
on my
wasn't
face.
Invited into the egg no, cheers.
Nobody gave me an
I'm
egg.
I'm going to have deviled eggs at every event until I die. They're such a hit.
Yeah, Alexis's birthday is coming up, and I think for her birthday, we're going to do an egg off.
Like, everyone's going to bring a deviled egg. It's going to be so
fun. But you have to do
fun.
Your own sort of recipe, and everybody's has to be a little bit different.
Yes, I'm going to have other food, too, but I feel like everyone's on board with this, and we're going to do it.
I'm going to do pickled eggs.
Yes!
Well, didn't you put pickles in your eggs?
I use pickle juice. And, like, I use some mayo and some pickle juice.
Oh, my God.
And then I chop up a ton of dill.
It's so cut. You guys, I can't do these episodes hungry. Matt also made a bunch of vegan stuff that was so good.
Surprisingly, I was going to make my own stuffing because I don't want vegan stuffing. And then everyone raved about his stuffing and I felt stupid. I was like, good thing I didn't make mine because it was really good. You never would know it was vegan. It's almost like they write vegan recipes and write books about it or something.
It's almost like it's his job.
Yeah.
No, Matt brought it. Wow.
It was really fun.
No, we had such a good time. I like that we finally decided to do that, and we're going to have to do it every year from now on out.
Well, we're going to have a dinner every couple months, I feel like. I feel like we have to do that. It was just so fun, and we don't do it enough.
Well, it's just as you get older, you realize you really don't see your friends that often, even though we all live... I mean, we're in LA, so we actually are far as fuck from each other, but, you know, you don't see your pals.
I see you a lot.
Because we work together.
No, we also hang out a lot.
Not really.
Yes, we do.
Not if it's not like attached to work.
That's not true. We
went
to the
true.
Lady Gang
we go
show.
Hang out on the boat and stuff with
we
Matt.
Do the boat. We
do the boat.
I saw you like four times socially in 1 week.
That's
like,
true.
We do see each other a lot, but
I
we
think
also
Jack
get to
just
work
doesn't
together.
Have, she lost her concept of time.
Didn't
I
we
did.
All though? The pandemic sort of ruined the space-time continuum for everyone.
It really fucking did.
Yeah.
I was also going to ask like... This is so stupid, but like, is there a meal that you guys had this year that you're like so thankful for, or like an experience or a TV show or a book or a podcast or like anything that really stood out this year that you're like, you know what? Check.
I had a couple. I think our trip to France was this year, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just got to make sure.
That was like 5 months ago.
I thought it was awesome, and I think...
it looked really nice.
We were like talking
on
about
the gram.
That's like one of my favorite trips that we've taken. I think it kind of set the stage for a possible place to go back and like get married and stuff. So,
cute, you guys.
So that's fun. And
no, it really did. I don't know if I'd be into the French Chateau vibe so much if I didn't kind of already experience that.
Aside
from going to Paris. Like Paris is just like another big city, but like experiencing France more in depth.
As long as you guys like tell your venue that you need ice.
I know. The ice is so hard to come by.
We didn't even
so
think
hard.
About that. But that's such a good point. Like you have
I'm
to
sorry.
Have an ice machine.
If there's no ice, it won't matter.
No.
I'm just throwing it out there because I know you guys like ice.
As you sip from your mega filled ice cup.
Clink.
That's right.
Clinky clank. That I think another trip that we took that I loved was going to Salem and learning about the witch trials. That was like such an informative trip. I usually don't like going to monuments and seeing historical things really that much, especially because I feel like most places I've gone to, I've already done that like when I was younger. So this is such a cool thing to do, to really go and learn about the history of the Salem witch trials, which I only knew like the surface of.
I thought your birthday trip was fun.
Yeah.
In Portland, like when we went wine tasting and stuff, I thought that was great.
That was it was a retreat.
Yeah, I was delighted by that.
It was so epic. Did you and Matt do any trips solo?
We went not solo really. Like we went to Sedona, Tahoe, but because of the renovations, we didn't do anything since May.
I know,
because
you guys were so tied up.
We like couldn't get away because we had all these decisions to make. So next year's vacation year for us.
We're doing it. You're coming to my wedding. You're at least going to France.
That's right. So we'll be doing that. And we've got a bunch of other weddings.
Hopefully we can start it with like
year.
A New Year's trip too. Hopefully this whole thing works out.
I know. Hopefully we go to New Year's, go to Sonoma for New Year's with you guys. So
fingers crossed. All right. Well, I think that we should move on into these worsty firsties because I forgot that we asked people for their stories and I'm so fucking excited.
Me too. So let's just get into it when we're back.
Hey, pet parents. Are you searching for the perfect place for your dog to play? Check out Camp Bow Wow. Our safe and supervised doggy daycare and boarding ensures your pup gets the socialization they crave while giving you peace of mind. With our certified staff and clean and spacious facilities, your dog will have a blast making friends and staying active. Join the Camp Bow Wow Pack today. Your first day is free. Visit us at campbowwow.com. Franchise opportunities available.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Come on, come all, you dirty, dirty, firsty, worsties. So we are just going to get right into this because I have four of these. If we don't get through all of them, I'll save two for next week as like a runoff. But let's just hear what you naughtykins had to say about your past Thanksgivings.
Hello, everybody. So I just have the best, worst Thanksgiving holiday story ever. Okay, so last year I was dating my ex-boyfriend, and I was like, I'm going to bring you home for Thanksgiving. Thought that was a great idea. My family is very interesting, and I gave him like a 2-page packet detailing every person in my family so he's prepared for everyone's mannerisms, like what makes them tick, everything. So I was fully prepared for this, printed this off, gave it to him. He thought it was the funniest thing. And then I drove down on a Friday night to my hometown, was spending time with my family. He came down Saturday morning because he was just going to come down for the day. Came down Saturday morning. I was like, I'm spending the night tonight. Like, I can drink. So I started drinking pretty early on in the day. Bad decision, but it's fine. So I'm drinking and we're playing games and I'm the most competitive person in my entire family. And when I drink and get competitive, I start to tell people to fuck off. So very aggressively, I told him to fuck off when I beat him in a game. And then I told him to suck it multiple times, all of which he just kept giving me weird looks. My sister thought it was hilarious. My mom just kept looking at me as if like, what are you doing? And then the day continues on, everything seems fine, he leaves, I see him the next day, he's like a little weird, but I don't think anything of it. Then the following week, which is actually the full week of Thanksgiving, because we celebrated early, he ghosts me, okay? He lives in my apartment building. We started dating because we lived in the same building. He ghosts me, as if I have no idea where he is or what he is doing. I see this man so often in my building. It is the most unfortunate situation. But yeah, so 10 out of 10 would not recommend telling your boyfriend to suck it while you were very drunk at Thanksgiving while playing board games. But it's fine. It's fine. Have a great day. Bye.
I love this story because I don't know who's worse, like you or him. You sound like my twin. Like the whole packet of preparations and the anxiety about the family and then over competitive and then drinking a little too much while you're getting competitive and saying things you don't mean. Like this sounds like something I would do. And you know what though? He didn't respond like an adult.
Yeah.
So I was going to say she sounds like my twin in her way that she responds to competitive when she's playing games.
Yes.
Because I very regularly yell at Jared to fuck off and suck it while we're playing games all the time. But it's like a term of endearment. Like it means that we're just like getting into it.
Dude, you turn into a different person when you're playing a game. Like competitive nature, you're not supposed to be held to the same standard as regular life.
Yeah. No.
Jack turns into like Dennis Rodman. She's like a full blown like bully, like full shit talking. Like, and if she does beat me, I'll be reminded like as I'm going to bed.
Well, that's
that
where
night.
The suckets come. Like, to be all honest, the time. Like,
none of us handle competitive situations very well. Me and Afton get into it when we were playing Spot It. Like, we would butt heads because like we're kind of similar with our competitive, and like none of us really handle it well. We're all pretty crass and awful, like because we all get really into it.
But I love the passion. Like that's like I love.
It's so fun.
Into
you don't want
it.
Somebody that's not competitive. Being competitive so fun.
So fun.
Well, I just have to say that this guy is not right for you because if he can't like understand that you're doing that in like a flirty, jokey kind of a way, and that's like part of your personality, then he's just not the dude for you.
Not to mention, like, he lives right there. Like, what are you thinking, dude? Like, you know you're gonna have to run into this person. You gotta at least like cut it off.
That's what I was gonna say. This man loves pain and uncomfortable situations. Like, for him to just do this to himself is not a good sign.
No. Masochist.
You dodged a bullet and you deserve someone who can handle and meet you in this competitive playing ground. That's super fun. Because honestly, it sounds like a fucking blast.
And honestly, if you ever see any of us out and about, we will play games with you any day.
That's and I want to read your family notes because I wonder if they're similar to mine.
I know. I need more information about that.
Absolutely.
Okay, on to the next.
Next.
This one is titled Thanksgiving Debacle.
Oh my God.
Hi. I have a Thanksgiving firsty worsty here. We in my family refer to it as the Thanksgiving debacle of 2015. We were having Thanksgiving at my parents' house. My mom was a little on edge and being a little snappy to my dad and my grandma and me and my sister and my kids. I had two small boys at the time, and I went to text my husband my frustrations. He was at work, and I texted my mom instead. It did not go over well. In my defense, all of the text said was, well, my mom's being crazy again, exclamation point. Needless to say, when I heard her phone go off in the kitchen next to her at the stove, I went up right away, owned it, apologized, and told her that she was being crazy, but she needed to calm down. That's fun. She didn't talk to me for 2 weeks. Anyway, love the show. It's probably not the worst thing that I've done, but it's definitely the worst holiday thing that I've done. Jack, Lexus, Gary, you guys are great. Love you.
So, I've done this.
To your
me too.
Mom?
I've done it too.
No. But I wouldn't be afraid of my mom if I did it. Because I call her out all the time for things, and we kind of get over stuff pretty fast because we've had so much conflict that it's like not really a big deal anymore.
Right.
But I've definitely done this and ruined days for myself because it's really hard to backpedal out of it if you say something kind of blunt about someone.
You gotta fucking double down.
You gotta own it and be like,
you have to own it.
Guess we're doing this now. This is how I really feel.
I don't have my notes ready, but I guess we're going to have to get into this.
I feel very unprepared.
But didn't want to do this here now, but, you know, the stars have aligned where now I'm going to confront you about the resentments I've been carrying for quite a long time. Honest mistake, and honestly, it's kind of Freudian, you know, like you're thinking about the person, so you pull up their number by accident, and it's sort of like maybe your subconscious wanted to check her. Maybe you had had enough. And you know what? Moms are little nuts. I mean, mm-hmm. I think kids drive them insane. I'm not saying it's their fault they're nuts. Like the burden of motherhood is heavy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's our fault they're a little nuts too. So that's a shared burden we all pass around with our moms.
I can relate. I've done this too. And it was to a friend. And
I know this story. Person.
What?
Yours was in person.
Well, no, there was I was saying, this is a totally different thing. I was saying things and was overheard, but I actually have done the text message where.
You sent it to the person?
Like over a decade ago, but I had sent it to a friend about a friend, but both friends were with me where I was, and it went to the wrong friend who was out on the patio, and I just hear the door fly open and he's like, "What the fuck?" and comes charging in, and it's like we're face to face, and it was like this whole confrontation. And
Jared, that sounds very similar to the other story that you did. That
I've also done it in person, and I also witnessed like a colleague. There was a group chat with the coworkers, the girls all on the same level, and there was one with our boss. And she talked shit about our boss in the wrong with the one like with the boss and the boss
thing.
Like we heard her coming down the hallway. It was like, "Can I talk to you for a minute?" We were all like,
"No,"
because we were all in it.
Was it like a reply all
in the chat? The boss was just like, "Careful."
Oh my god,
it was
dude.
In the group chat where she accidentally sent it to the boss.
Terrifying.
Oh god, it was,
that is terrifying,
hair-raisingly
we gotta
like,
throw
scary.
The phones away.
Oh,
the only time I've ever done that was to a guy that I had matched with on a dating app.
Oh, I know this story.
and
you texted us about how to like play it.
No, this is genius. So if this ever happens to you, do this. Okay, so I was talking to this guy. He was so fucking boring. Like, he was so boring. So I screenshot the conversation and then I went to go send it to my group chat. And I was like, "Oh my God, this guy's so fucking boring," with like the eye roll emojis, like three of them. And then he goes, "Wait, what? Did you mean to send that to me?" And I was like, "Oh no, this is how I get out of it." So what I did is I deleted me sending it to him, and then I screenshot our text, and I was like, "Well, I didn't ever send you anything. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Your phone just must be glitching."
Gaslighting, denying someone's reality.
And then he believed me, and he was like, "Oh, it just must be my phone," but he didn't ever ask me about the fact that I was like, "This guy's so fucking boring" underneath the screenshot.
Well, you found out that he was boring, and then you found out that he's also dumb because he's looking at the photo still on his phone. How stupid can you be, dude? He's like, "Oh yeah, I guess it was my phone."
He also had an Android.
I don't think he believed you, but at least you think he did. But
it made me feel better about myself. We never met. So
yeah, who cares?
I'm glad it happened personally.
Jared, sure really are, paved Jared. The way for you to come into my life, because that was definitely the one that
the
got away.
The contingent factor. Like, if had that guy worked out, you wouldn't be here, Jared.
I wonder how many screenshots missed coming back to me that you sent.
You'll never know.
Maybe.
You'll never know.
Yeah. Anyways.
Two is enough. We'll have two more for next week that we'll sit on and wait, but we don't want to, you know, keep you too long, Thanksgiving and all.
Yes. Go spend some time with your families.
I have a stanza.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh.
I felt inspired today. It's hit or miss these days with my inspiration, but it's Thanksgiving themed.
Great.
You want to hear it?
Snap. Yeah.
As Thanksgiving approaches and we reflect, we consider our gratitudes and our regrets. Did your year suck? Were you stuck in a rut? If you did, it's okay. Just don't ever give up. Because if someone like George Costanza can thrive, if someone like himself can keep himself alive, then there's hope for you. Heck, there's hope for me too. Hope for anything that we ever desire to do. So eat holiday fixings and try to give thanks, because at least you're not George Costanza and you're not Chet Hanks. If you don't know who Chet Hanks is, Google him and you'll be like, "I don't have it. I'm doing okay."
Oh my God.
Chet I channeled Hanks. Dr. Seuss for this one. That's I thought nice. It was
I really
like
it.
But Chet Hanks, we haven't talked about him yet, but Google him and you'll see why it's not so bad.
I mean, it's not so bad. And he's really leading, or he was leading the charge of the QAnon rabbit hole for a while. So
it's not so bad. You don't ever have to be sad, and you can be especially, especially gratefully glad.
Wow.
I love it. That was
bye,
amazing.
Bye, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll leave you with
happy
that.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.